tonight we're heading to Indianapolis. Perry Meridian High School will be the scene, and we will be watching the North Cougars trying to pick up their first win of the season, their first win of the Jason Spear era. And I know you talked to Coach yesterday. They played Bedford pretty well. They played Center Grove pretty well. So we've seen some good things. What's going to get this team over the hump tonight?
I tell you what, the more games they play, let's face it, you don't lose a Musa Jallo, a 20-10 guy that would have been an Indiana All-Star to reclassification, graduating early. You know he's playing at Ohio State. And you don't lose a David Morgan, who's been a starter off and on for 2 years and was still just a junior, averaged 8 points a game last year. So they lost two pretty good guys, plus two seniors in Logan Calvin and Sean Rutter. So but they've got a talented group of four or five people and freshmen coming in, the younger Vinsel. But the glass, the thing is, the more these guys play together, the better they're going to get. They have some scores. They have decent length, you know, from 6 foot to two or three guys, 6'3", 6'4". Just no big guy, no rim protector. Even at Musa at 6'6", would have been a rim protector. So they may get over the hump tonight and get Jason his first win, just because he was so, you know, so excited about. He felt like the Bedford game got away, but the Center Grove game with, you know, an all-stater and probably the leading candidate for Mr. Basketball next year in Trayson Jackson Davis going off on him, he's excited. And we discussed yesterday, the more these, a few more games under their belt, these guys are going to be a tough out. I'm really looking forward to it tonight.
And they had a tough one against BNL in their opener. They were in it. Down, came back, fought back, just couldn't hang on at the end there. BNL hit some shots late. And once you get into winning time a little bit more, as you mentioned, it's going to get a little bit more comfortable for him. Trayce Jackson Davis, 35-12 for Center Grove last Saturday. There's not too many guys that are going to fluster him or frustrate him at his size and skill level. But tonight's battle seems to be more of a fair fight. Perry Meridian and South played last year, and obviously the attrition on both sides has mentioned. But Perry's 1-3 tonight. We don't know a whole lot about them as we'll see tonight. They've got some young kids as well. But when we talk about South's young kids, were these players that Coach Spear thought were going to make a difference this year, jumping up from eighth grade to varsity in ninth grade?
Well, just the younger Vinsel seems to be somebody that they're really, you know, going to end up leaning on. Isaac Vinsel, just a freshman at 6'1". But they've got guys. I mean, Jack Townsend is a sophomore that played a bunch last year. Tim Brewster, sophomore, started several games, played a bunch. Liam Wilkerson's a senior, and he's been playing varsity for 3 years and probably made some appearances as a freshman. Ethan Vinsel, Sam Weger, who played a lot last year, and Nick Dolson as two seniors that have seen a little action. But it's that younger core. You know, Noah Spencer also had some good games last week and the week before. But, you know, Townsend, Vinsel, Wilkerson, and Brewster, there's your four guys. Now, it's kind of like Jason discussed yesterday. The thing is right now, all of these guys are capable shooters. They're all capable scorers. But they don't have that guy and that – this is our guy when we need a basket. It could be any four of them. While that could be a luxury, when you have a Musa Jallo, you know where a clutch basket is going to be. Or you know that tonight, I know he's going to get me 16 to 18, 20 points. I know what I can depend on him for. Now, what's the group around him? Right now, it looks like Tim Brewster, who's averaging 21, but only after two games, might be a guy that and he's very capable of stepping up with 15 in one game and 27 in another. He may be the guy. I know he's not scared. He played great as a freshman. So it's all this thing. It's like Jason said, it's a process. We're just looking to build on each game. I mean, then they turn around tomorrow night and play an Evansville Wrights team that's always pretty good. And they blew a game last year. They had a – game up 19 at Wright's in the fourth quarter and lost. Well, now they go road Perry, home Wright's. This is the big weekend. Jason's really looking forward to seeing what his young team is going to provide for him this weekend.
And Terry Stoltz is our guest this morning. He will join us tonight, North and Perry Meridian, 7 o'clock Chalk Talk, or just a little bit after, with Coach Jason Spear. Then we'll have the broadcast for North and Perry Meridian for you tonight. The Conference Indiana opener, obviously conference play stretches out throughout the entire winter, so it's not there are no must-win games in December, but the Cougars looking to get back into the win column. They'll have to keep an eye on Gabe Patterson for Perry. He scored 19 in last year's contest that Perry won with Musa Jallo and everybody else you mentioned playing there. The South Panthers, they are on the road as well. They are heading up towards Indianapolis, and they take on Southport tonight. J.R. Holmes gang ranked, what, ninth in the state still?
Ninth in the state.
They're not moving anywhere else, but what kind of test does Southport present to them?
Well, I don't know. This is interesting because last weekend, Center Grove pounded Southport by 30, I think, in the high 20s, 30. And as John Callahan and I were looking at that on Twitter going, what in the world? But Southport being at home, it's a huge field house. I love that place. You probably played there back in your day. We didn't used to play them back when I played. So it's a great place to play. It's huge. I don't know what to expect. You know, if usually Coach Simpson has some pretty decent players up there, but to see Center Grove dismantle them so much really shocked me. So I don't know what to look for tonight. I know South, they feel confident right now. They played well against New Albany, lost the ball game, came back, did a road trip to Bedford and took care of B&L. So I think they're riding high. You know, they're within probably another couple of weeks of getting Philip King back. That's going to make them even tougher. I look for the Panthers. I'm going to say I think they'll beat Southport up there tonight. I don't know what – not doing any scouting on Southport since we're not doing that game. I'm probably being an idiot for saying that, but there's just something right now. I think South's very confident with what they're doing. Anthony Leal had a good game last weekend down at B&L, and if that young guy comes out and doesn't crawl into his shell if he misses his first two shots, and Chance Coyle's going to give you the same. He's a guy that you know you're going to get 18 to 22 a game from him.
Yep, so, once it gets off the bus, you're good. And then obviously South's not going to worry about any opponents. Most people have to worry about, obviously, the Panthers. They're off to a flying start. Their only loss is to Romeo Langford and New Albany. They've beaten Bedford North Lawrence handily, and obviously we did the Edgewood game to open the season there. So they'll be 7:30 tonight at Southport. And the Edgewood Mustangs, another Western Indiana Conference boys-girls doubleheader. Girls will go first, 5-5 against the 1-7 Mustangs. That's followed by against Cascade, followed by Edgewood and the Cascade boys just a little bit after 7:30. J.B. Neal trying to get things going, had a big weekend last weekend. That's got to be encouraging for the young red and black.
Well, I'm telling you, what we saw Friday and what happened Saturday is Edgewood basketball. The first two games were not what J.B. Neal wanted. I believe from talking to him before Cloverdale, he cracked the whip a little bit. And the thing was, Glass, he got two games out of the kids.
He got a response. That's the key. You're right.
They responded. Their defense was good. They shot over 50% in both games. Didn't turn the ball over a lot. Did a good job of handling the ball. They rebounded. And they came up with the young freshman that looks like he may end up being a star at Edgewood. Jayden Howard got untracked, and then Saturday night, Joe Keto, 27 points, and after getting only two on Friday night and being a distributor and a thief on defense, JB's got them ready. They will take care of Cascades handily tonight.
That's right, and they've won five in a row in the series, so that's very, very that's pointing in the right direction. And when Edgewood scores points, too, there, that makes it a little bit easier to get everybody involved with all that. All right, stay warm. Keep the chariot fired up. We'll head up to Perry Meridian this afternoon, get you ready for high school basketball right here on WGCL Radio. I've lost track now. How many seasons is it? 60-something.
It's got to be 65 or 6.
We'll have we'll check in with the godfather, Joe Smith. He'll
He'll let us know. Joe had a great day yesterday. For the first time, got to drive.
Excellent.
So and he's on the road was like recovery. A 16-year-old with a new car. I spoke to him yesterday afternoon. So, folks, Joe's he's getting there, and he was excited. He said, first time I'll drive myself to rehab this morning.
That's great to hear.
So that's fantastic.
And all the thoughts and prayers and well wishes have found him, and it's working its magic. So good stuff on that. All right, we'll see you tonight, and we will take the show on the road for North and Perry Meridian. Stay warm, my friend.
All right, I will.
All right, Terry Stultz, he joins me on tonight's broadcast for that and checks in with us every Friday morning for a little high school basketball preview.